Locker room chats continue here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as we continue to get you set for week one of high school football. Excited to bring you the coverage here in 2024. Now it's time to talk about the Riverside Cyclones with head coach Bryce Payden. 6 years now at the helm, and things are a little bit different. And we'll talk about that as we move forward here with our first chat with the coach here in 2024. And our conversation with the coach here all season long, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON as well. Well, Coach, obviously things are different with the new league. The schedule looks a little bit different moving forward. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the off season, the summer workouts, the preparation leading up here to week one, how do you feel like that's been going for the most part?
You know, I mean, I think it's kind of cliche for every coach to sit there and say that, you know, they've had a good off season, their kids are working hard. But I am very truthful to that point. You know, we just kind of need to see results. You know, we've seen our kids kind of work hard and kind of grow the last couple seasons and off seasons, and you know, I'm sure we'll touch base on it, but about them being a little bit older this year, and but they've been doing really good. You know, a lot of them were at 95% of the weight sessions this summer, and all of our practices this summer, and you know, they've put the time in. They put the time in up to this point, so we're hoping that it kind of pays off for them.
10 starters back on both sides of the ball, so certainly plenty of optimism there. But just talk about the transition, no longer in the Big 7. Of course, they're now the Big East League, and you guys make the turn over to the Northeast Kansas League, which kind of changes up the schedule for you. And I think it does some wonders for you. It kind of evens things out in terms of the schedule and just the competition, I think, in general. Is that agreeable? Do you feel that way as well, kind of moving forward?
Right. I mean, I think there's kind of positives and negatives to, you know, playing a Big 7 schedule, and then diving into, districts where you've kind of been tested a little bit and this and that. But, you know, I'm ready to get back to the league schools, you know, that I kind of grew up with, and, you know, schools that are all of our size. And just we're going to have a chance to compete every single week. And yes, I think it's going to be very favorable for us. And being able to be able to play and, compete every week and, give our kids a chance to win every single week and just have that opportunity and long as they kind of stay healthy as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a change, but, we're looking forward to it and a lot closer drives and, get a little bit more familiar faces to people that we kind of grew up with. So we're really excited for that.
You had a super tough test in the opener on Friday against Jackson Heights. We'll talk about them in the next segment. But real quick, I mentioned 10 starters back on both sides of the ball. You and the coaching staff, what are you maybe most excited about with what you guys got back returning here?
You know, just kind of going back and watching film from last year, even the guys that played every snap last year, just the improvement that we've seen individually in each one of them, that I think is going to collectively make a big difference on our team. You know, just seeing kids work on themselves individually in the weight room and throughout the school year and in the spring and especially through the summer, you know, and just kind of hoping that they reap the benefits of just that hard work and dedication that they put in up to this point.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payden joining us. We'll step aside for a timeout, come back, talk about the week one opponent in Jackson Heights. That's right after this here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Riverside football coach. That is Bryce Payden, year number 6 at the helm. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. They get ready for a very tough test here in the opener on Friday night as they host Jackson Heights. Coach, this is the Cobras team that went 8-2 a year ago. They bring back a lot of pieces, a very talented quarterback, and a top-5 ranking here according to K-Preps to begin the year in 1A. What's the prep been like for Jackson Heights, and what kind of jumps off the page about the Cobras when you kind of dive into it a little bit more?
Right. Their quarterback that killed us last year, you know. You know, we kind of understand that, and we know we faced some running quarterbacks in the past, and you know, he's a great player, and they're returning quite a bit too, and you know, they're a good team, and they've been consistent good team, and I think they're gonna be ready to go, and we're gonna have to match them we have to match them up front and stay disciplined. And then, of course, your week one stuff of, you know, minimizing turnovers and penalties and stupid plays and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a big test. And, you know, they're highly ranked, and they're highly ranked for a reason. They're a really good football team, and that's what I'm anticipating showing up in our building on Friday. So we're going to have to match their intensity and make some plays if we want to give ourselves a chance to win.
Well, let's talk a few keys to the game. I would think the line of scrimmage is going to be a big factor. They got a couple good pieces returning back on the offensive line. You mentioned their ability with their quarterback to break down some plays if things were to kind of move in that direction. Line of scrimmage, what's maybe another thing or two that you're looking at as far as keys to the game that you guys are going to have to do to go out and get a win?
I think we're going to have to make a play on special teams. And not shoot ourselves in the foot, whether that be flip the field and field position, or a big return of some sort. You know, we going back and watching the film last year, you know, we very easily could have been up 2 touchdowns right at the very beginning. And it just, kind of fell apart after that. They got rolling and we just, could not stop them. But yes, the line of scrimmage is going to be, very key to us and our success of being able to win the football game and controlling the quarterback and minimizing the turnovers for sure.
There it is. Riverside football coach Bryce Payton joining us here. First of many here in 2024 as our coaches shows are off and running here. They get Jackson Heights at home to begin the 2024 season. No longer in the Big 7, now competing in the Northeast Kansas League. Coach, as always, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here in week 1, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.